I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We're going live on Instagram now, just waiting for people to join. Then we're going to answer some questions, talk a bit of footy for 20 minutes or half an hour or so. G'day guys, welcome onto the live. Any questions you've got, shoot them through. Supercoach, NRL, whatever it might be, shoot them through. Let's get stuck in. Samolika, welcome on, mate. Hope you're doing well. Any questions you've got, guys, send them through. Donnie, welcome on, brother. Matthew Lowe, yeah, the podcast, Save My Team Guru. Yeah, Jakey, I hope you're doing well, mate. I watched part three of your Panthers doco the other day, mate. I thought it was unreal. Very, very well done. I love the closing scene. I thought it was perfect. So congratulations to you. Best of luck with that Supercoach team, mate. Sounds like it's battling. Callan, hey, mate, how are you? How you going, Durko? Worked out the name, eh? Not bad. Shustrout, does that change your plans? Yes, it does, Tom. Really fucks me, to be honest with you, and I wish we would have known that before or even during beers and break-evens, because that changes a lot of things, obviously. Josh Schuster, I was planning to bring him in. It might actually, I haven't spoken to Timmy yet, I'm catching up with him tomorrow, so it might actually force our hand to go with Nico Hines, potentially. So, yeah, that'll be a pretty funny little turn of events. But, yeah, Josh Schuster apparently out. I think it's his brother on Twitter, which I find very fucking strange that his brother's thrown out mail left, right, and center. But anyway, yeah, if he is out, that sort of changes a lot of things for us Supercoach players for sure. Are you going to tell us not to get Hines again? I am, mate. I am. I think you are. If you don't have him now, like me, you've made a mistake, and I think you're better off waiting until after the bye. But Schuster being out, that does change a lot of things. There's no doubting that. Guru, do you think Knights improve when KP comes back into their spine? I hope so, mate. I think Adam Elliott will make a big difference as well. I really like Adam Elliott, and I think he'll be a fantastic sign. I think he's one of the more underrated signings for season 2023. But I think Jacko, Adam Elliott, these sort of guys, they're the cake. The icing is KP, obviously, and he's the guy that I think they're really going to miss throughout the season. So I really do hope they can turn it around. I think they've showed a bit more grit over the last few weeks than what we saw probably in the last year and in the trials and all that. So, yeah, hopefully Newcastle can turn it around. I can tell you this just from talking to Jacko and staff. I know those boys haven't thrown in the towel. They haven't given up. They still think they can have a fantastic season, which I think they can as well. Yeah, it's just a tough competition, isn't it? Thoughts on Hosking? Huge, huge fan. We obviously, if you follow our Supercoach draft podcast and team and everything, we drafted him very early at the start of the season. We've been pretty confident that he'll be a good player for quite some time. And I reckon he's going to land on the right edge. I'm hearing that he's been told that this weekend he's trialing for that right edge spot. I think there's a really good chance they move Liam Martin back to the left. So the Hosking, Nathan Cleary stack could be a pretty scary one, which I've managed to get in my draft team. I respect the apology on Hines. Yeah, cheers, mate. I obviously get to enjoy a lot of positives of social media, and that's unreal. Absolutely love it. Get to make a career out of it. But when you fuck up and you make a mistake, you've got to wear it, and I hope that you guys are able to respect that. And once again, you know, I was copping a lot of shit from people, but you got to try and turn that into a positive. We turned it into a giveaway and the apology and all that sort of shit that went along with it today. So it was actually real fun. Sometimes when you make a mistake, that's your that's your best opportunity to turn it into a really positive thing. So, yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it. There's rumour that Tigers are interested in Mitchell Pearce. Thoughts? Love it. I've been saying for a while that I would love to see Pearcey finish his career at the West Tigers. Obviously, his old man, Wayne Pearce, he made the 13 jersey at the Tigers. You know, so special at the back end of or throughout his career. And I personally think that I think Pearcey would make an unreal 13. I've always said it. I think he's got the skill set to be a halfback, but I think he's also got the toughness, the big body, and the running game to be a fantastic 13. So I'd really like to see it. They probably won't sign him as a 13. They'll probably sign him as a halfback, realistically. But I'd be all for it. Honestly, whatever moves Luke Brooks out of there, and that's for the good of the Tigers, for the good of Luke Brooks too. It's just, yeah, not all marriages are perfect and not all divorces are bad. And this one, the marriage was never perfect and the divorce has been desperately needed for quite some time. Just finished watching Beers and Break Evans. Love your work, Guru. Thanks, Paulie. I appreciate that, brother. Donnie, who do we captain this week? Depends if I bring in Nicho Hynes. If I bring him in, I'll probably captain him. Now that Schuster's out, I wasn't planning on doing it. That might change things. Me and Timmy have got about a 40-minute car trip tomorrow, so I'm sure we'll take a really deep dive. Might even go live on the car trip to talk about, let you guys into our conversation and whatnot. That'll be good fun. We'll see. But yeah, I'm leaning towards Tommy Turbo at the moment, but if I do end up with Hynes, which I quite possibly could, very hard to turn down, especially after last week where I was hiding behind my couch fucking shitting myself. Thoughts on a Cleary-Hynes half partnership for the Blues? Yeah, I like it. I'd love to see Nicho in there somewhere. As long as I can get Jackie White in there. I don't like to agree with Tim Williams, but I think Jack White has to be in there. I think Timmy in his, you know, drunken state on Saturday night at Gilligan's put it best. He said that we've got so many guys that play good footy, but when Jack comes out in a blue jersey, he wants blood, and we need more guys like that. So as long as Jack White's in the team somewhere, then, yeah, I'm happy to have Nicho Hynes in the side. Maybe it means you have to go for an 80-minute nine. Could mean a Reece Robson, Damien Cook. Don't know about Appy playing 80. I'm not convinced on Cookie playing 80 in the Origin Arena either anymore, to be honest with you. So Reece Robson might be that guy. And if we can get an 80-minute hooker, I'd love to get Jack White in the 14. You could also just pick Jack White in, like, jersey 17 and just put him on through the middle. I think he'd dominate there. Haven't missed a potty, mate. Credit to all the work you do. Thanks, Robbie. I appreciate that, mate. You must be bored fucking sick. Best year five teacher on the planet. Hope you're well, buddy. I miss you, brother. If the Roosters wins the comp and Teddy is Clive, does he pass Slater as GOAT? Interesting. It's a hard one with Teddy, eh? Look, he's already achieved so much, and I think that with Slater there is, like, a nostalgia factor and everything, but I think that James Tedesco, I think right now he's the second best fullback I've ever seen, and I sort of take Darren Lockyer out of that argument because he only played half his career there. I think if Lockie plays his entire career at fullback, this conversation is flipped on its head. But Teddy, for me, he's probably the second best fullback ever. And, you know, people say there's no way he can catch Billy Slater and everything, and I understand where you come with that argument, but, like, you look at Cooper Cronk, for example. The last 3 years of his career, he won three comps. James Tedesco's at a team where he could win. He's got five seasons left. He could win three or four comps, you know. I don't think he will win that many, but he could at that club. So, yeah, I'm not ruling Teddy out of catching up to Billy Slater, but he's going to have to do a lot in the back end of his career. There's no doubt about it. And that's not taking anything away from Teddy. That's just showing you how good Billy Slater was for so long. Awesome, mate. Glad you loved it. Cheers, Jake. Hope you're well, bro. Antipod, Nicho is captain this week. Most of us won't have a choice. I think if you've got Nicho, I think you're probably captain him, though. If I had him, I would captain him. If for nothing else, just out of pure fucking fear. Thoughts on how the Cowboys would go with players out? Yeah, it's going to be a test, mate. They obviously get Peter Hicko back. Hylam Lukey comes into the side, so I'm really excited to see him play. Comes into the starting side anyway. I still think you'll struggle without Drinkwater. I think the last few weeks have been really evident how important he is to your attack and to your shape. So I think until you get Drinky back, I don't think we're going to quite see anywhere near the best out of the Cowboys. The great Garino, hope you're well. Chris, play Warbrick or Klokstad? Warbrick for me this week. South Sydney, I don't know. Klokstad, the Warriors have got, yeah. I don't know. That's a tough one. Maybe Klokstad. I'm not sure, bro. That's a really tough one. Get Hynes now or wait, bro. I was hoping to wait. If Josh Schuster's out, though, maybe you just make the move this week. I don't know. I've really only heard that news in the last hour or so, and I've been out, so I haven't been able to pull my team apart. As I said, I'll sit down with the great Timmy Williams, the Paddle Pop Line, tomorrow. We'll have a chat about it. Then I might jump on the podcast and just share our thoughts with you guys. But, yeah, I'm not quite sure which direction we're going to go with that one just yet. Hey, big fella, how do you think the Cows will handle the back row when Luciano's back with Dunn? Yeah, I think Luciano Lua will have a spot in it by the end of the season, but competition for spots is exactly what you want, and the Cowboys in their pack, they're certainly going to have that. Is Tohu a hold? Depends if he plays this weekend or not, which wouldn't surprise me if he does. The bloke's a fucking maniac. I think he's a hold for now, though, yeah. But if he gets ruled out, then just move him on. Onigiri, love your content. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate that, mate. Is Preston an early shout for Rookie of the Year? Yes, Preston is a very good shout for Rookie of the Year. I think he'll be right up there. I think that we're scratching the surface of Jacob Preston so far. AJ Captain, due for a hat trick. Bold, very bold against Melbourne. Nah, not for me. Hope you're recovering from your licks. Ready for another big weekend. Yeah, ready to go, mate. Had to wear it today. It was good fun at the end of the day. Some ripping fucking sledges that came out. Good God, there was about, I think, our favourite 15 we pretty much couldn't read online. So you guys didn't miss, that's for sure. There's some crackers in there. Draft question, fucking froth this. Cheers, Matt. Sonny Luke, a hold if I've got JMK. Yeah, I would hold on to Sonny Luke for now. If nothing else, I think he can be really good trade bait at the back end of the season. I think that long-term, I think he will be a 50, 60-minute guy. And if something was to happen to Mitch Kenny, all of a sudden he becomes super relevant. So, yeah, I would hold on to Sonny Luke. I think he's going to be a bit of a painful guy as far as HIAs, injuries, all that sort of stuff. But I reckon that he could be really, really good trade bait later. You might even find towards the back end of the season, Jeremy Marshall-King might be your trade bait there, mate. So I'd hold on to him for now. He's got the pedigree. He can play. I can promise you that. It's just a matter of getting those minutes and just staying fit on the field. He's had a hamstring injury in the preseason. He's had two HIAs, I believe, so far. So I've got him in draft. I'm not too concerned, mate. I think he will come good. Reckon a Nico Hosking buy is worth it if you have the cash. Yeah, if you have the cash, mate, go ahead. Hosking, I'd wait a week, to be honest with you. I just like they're playing Canberra in Canberra. I'm not sure if the Panthers win that one by 40 points or whatever. I think it will be tight. I think Hosking will do well. But, I mean, if he comes out this week against injured or Liam Martin comes back and Luke Garner comes back the week after or anything like that happens, you'll be kicking yourself if you went early. So, for me, wait a week. I tend to be a little bit more safe with things like that, though. Chuck Yeager, love the highs, probably. Cheers, Chuck. Hope you're well, bro. See you in two weeks or so. Looking forward to it. What have we got? Is Turbo a good idea for captain? Looking back, his scores against Newey very poor. I know people love to look back at the history of, you know, guys versus certain teams and whatnot, but I don't really buy into that stuff all that much. I think that if you base your decision on that, I think you're asking for trouble. Teams change every single year. New guys arrive, certain guys leave. The vast majority of teams have new coaches, new assistant coaches every 2 to 3 years. So I don't look too heavily at that sort of stuff. I look more at the former Turbo at the moment. He's doing fuck all and scoring big. And last week, if he wouldn't have had that outrageous call go against him, you're looking at another, you know, 75-point score when he's in first gear. So I'm not too worried about it, mate. I think that he scores well against Newcastle this week. Khan might be dropped next week. Yeah, I said it on Bloke in a Bar on Monday. I do think Khan Pierre will be dropped over the next few weeks. I know he's scoring a lot of tries, got a lot of errors in his game. They just signed Kenny Mamalo. They're getting Jojo Fifita back round 7. So I genuinely do think Khan Pierre will get a spell. I don't think it's like a dropping, as in we don't want you back or anything like that. I just think it's go to reserve grade and work on what you need to work on, which is just cleaning up his errors and just some of his decision-making. It's weird to drop a guy that's scored 5 tries or something in the first 4 weeks, but I genuinely think that they will, and I think it'll be the best thing for him, to be honest with you. Ponga to defend on the sting. Yeah, you got to do something. I don't know how you hide him. I think KP's too much of a competitor to want to defend on the wing, though, to his credit. But, yeah, Newcastle's got to do something, don't they? Thoughts on Dragons players not wanting to be Dragons players. Yeah, it's a wild one, isn't it? I don't know what to say about that Moses Sully situation. I will say this, like, you have certain guys in your club that are a little bit rogue, that are a little bit out there. I love Moses Sully. I love the way he plays, but he's always been a bit of a rogue character. I don't know how much media I'd be letting him do, realistically. Like, if you told me that someone at the Dragons was going to say something like this, I probably would have guessed Moses. And that's nothing against him. I really like him, and I respect his honesty, to be honest with you. But why the Dragons when you've got Ben Hunt, Moses and Bai, all these guys that are just straighty 180 and will just say the right things all the time? Why he'd pump with other guys? I have no idea. So, and that's obviously that's nothing against Moses. As I said, I really like him. I think he's improved out of sight. I would happily have him at my club, but sometimes you can be a little bit too honest, maybe, and maybe it's not what St. George fans needed to hear, you know, or other people in the club. Going the guac to Ford and Ponga to Hines. Yeah, I'm going to keep Hamole Olakau'atu this week just because I think he can put on a big performance against this Newcastle Knights side. I like the matchup there, and then I'm thinking I'll move him to Nico Hines next week, so Yeah, I'm going to back him in for one more week. Do you feel the Titans, specifically Fifita, will struggle with Foran and Brimo out? Yeah, I think it'll be tougher for them, but I don't know. I just feel like the Titans, I don't think they've turned a massive corner, like they're like a premiership winning side or anything like that, but I just feel like there's a bit more resilience in that squad at the moment. So we'll see how they go. Is that rip off Yellowstone? I actually don't watch Yellowstone, but I reckon I've heard that 1,000 times in the last month. So fair shout. Good looking rooster, Rip. G'day, Guru. G'day, Gibbo. Hope you're well, mate. The back five for Blues is Teddy, Turbo, Fox, Trell, and Graham. Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with that. That'd be okay with me. No Suoliti in that, obviously, but I can understand it. Campbell Graham, I'd love to see him there. That'd be unreal. But you got to find a spot for Jack White. And if it's not at centre, you got to either pick him at 6, you got to pick him at 14, or at 17. You got to have him in that team somewhere, in my opinion. Lukey worth buying a couple of weeks? Yeah, for sure. Definitely worth keeping an eye on. I'm a huge fan of Highland Lukey. I think he's going to make a big splash over the next few weeks of the North Queensland Cowboys. I'm a really, really big fan. How do you think the Dolphins are going, Guru? Yeah, really well, mate. I've been so impressed with them. I didn't expect this at all. I thought they'd be pretty shit, to be honest with you. But Wayne Bennett's done his thing, and big test for Sean O'Sullivan. I know there's better halfbacks than Sean O'Sullivan, but he's sort of the perfect guy for their game plan that they're playing at the moment, and just their kick to corners and play it safe. And so it'll be interesting. Really keen to see Isaiah Katoa, though, take over the side. You guys know I've been a huge fan of him for quite some time. So, yeah, keen to see him. I know he's not wearing the 7, but I'm pretty sure he'll be the halfback. I just brought him in. Rookie mistake. Hurts, bro. Hurts a heap. Who shit the bed more, you with Nico or Matty after Gilligan's? I'll tell you what, I've seen people giving Matty shit for his stuff at Gilligan's. I fucking loved it. I thought it was unreal. I was there for it live, completely out of the blue, completely unprovoked. There was no vibe in the room. There was nothing. And Matty's just there doing stupid shit for the boys. It's unreal. So I'm all for Matty. He's a fucking weird little bastard, but I love him. Absolutely love him. You should have seen him on Saturday morning at the airport. He was in all fucking sorts, the poor bastard. But bigger bed shit was definitely me with Nico. Matty and his weird shit he does, I absolutely love it. I wouldn't change it for the world. Easier to go To'o to Garrick than Hammer to To'o when he peaks. Easier to go To'o to Garrick than Hammer to To'o. Yeah, I'd go To'o to Garrick. I don't know. You do want to keep Brian To'o if you can, but I just think getting Garrick this week needs to happen. Looking at Garrick this week and Hines after the bye. Yeah, Jake, that's exactly what I'm doing, mate. That's my plan. But if Joshy Schuster is out, that might change things a little bit, unfortunately. Is Aaron Woods worth 2 promising juniors for Manly? No. In my opinion, no, he's not. I think Woodsy's got a lot to offer experience-wise and everything. I've seen a bit of Viliami Fifita. I really like the look of him. The other kid I haven't seen a stack of, so I won't comment there. But I wouldn't have traded Viliami Fifita for Aaron Woods. And I wouldn't have traded Viliami Fifita and another human for Aaron Woods, personally. Where do the Bulldogs go from here? Yeah, look, mate, you've recruited a lot of guys. There's been a lot of change. You got Kudu arriving next year. You know, young Carl Oluwapu coming through the grades and everything. I don't think this is by any means dire straits for Canterbury or anything. It was always going to take time. We knew that. It was never going to be an overnight success. So stick with your doggies. From the people that, you know, I've heard from and that I'm actually going to sit in their box on Sunday night to watch the Bulldogs game. So looking forward to talking to a few people there. But hearing a lot of very positive things coming out of the club from players, coaches, you know, staff. I don't think Canterbury's in a bad spot at all, mate. It's going to take time, but just stay with them. Cheap dummy half for Supercoach. It's a bit tough at the moment. You could go with Hands from Parramatta. I'm not convinced on that just yet. You've obviously got Sonny Luke, but he's not playing this week with HIA and everything. So Hooker is looking a little bit grim at the moment for Supercoach. If there's no good options, don't just make a play for the sake of making a play. Wait for the right one to come around. Sonny Luke's going to lose a bit of cash over the next few weeks. He'll be really cheap. I reckon he'll be the best cheap hooker very, very soon. I've got him, and I'm not even considering trading him. His time will come, and it'll be very, very good, I think. Thoughts on Miller for Supercoach? Yeah, I like him, mate. He does good things, a little bit unorthodox. I don't know if I trust this Newcastle Knights side, to be honest with you. I don't know how they're going to go over the next few weeks. So that's my only hesitation. But he's a good Supercoach player. There's no doubt about that whatsoever. What dirt does Hutcho have on Robbo to be chosen in the Senators? Maybe he knows. Yeah, look, mate, I don't know. I've always had my hesitations with Paul Momorowski. I think that he has got a few errors in him. I think defensively there is problems there. What's he at, his fifth club in about 5 years or 6 years or something like that? I know he's been in some very successful teams, but I've always been a little bit sceptical. Hutcho just does a job every single week. And from what I've heard, Hutcho is a fantastic trainer. He does all the right things during the week. So I just think that Robbo knows he's got a guy there that he can trust. He knows he's got a guy there that will defend well. Attacking upside is fantastic, but not everyone can be Joey Manu, Stephen Crichton, these sort of guys. I think Robbo just has a guy there that he trusts. I think he's very similar to Mitch Orbison back in the day. He can just play any position. He'll do a job for you there. Left foot kicking game as well, which is handy to have on the park. Yeah, I've got no problem with him picking him there, to be honest with you, because I don't think anyone's jumping out of the ground saying you have to pick me over him. Paul Momorowski, for me, certainly isn't that guy anyway. So, yeah. Thoughts on what you would do, what you would like to see from the Tigers to improve? Move Brooksy on. Best thing for them. Best thing for Brooksy. But other than that, I don't really know what the Tigers should do. I don't know who they should recruit. I've got no idea. I've always said it. I think that the Tigers' problems, they are on the field, but I think they stem from way deeper than that, from the deep depths of the office there. So, yeah, I don't know, guys. I'm not smart enough to fix that side. How do you think Tyson Gamble stays in the team with KP come back? He brings massive grit. I think the team needs him. Yeah, I'll back that, eh? But it's hard because you got Kurt Mann at 14. You would have to assume when they're fully fit. So where does Tyson Gamble fit? I don't know. But, yeah, I'm the same, mate. I'd love to have him in the team somewhere. I mean, maybe if you move KP back to one, Tyson Gamble plays six, Miller maybe to a wing. I don't know. It's tough, eh? This is always going to be the tough thing because Miller's done so well. But I personally think Miller's an out-and-out fullback. I'm not sure how effective he'd be in other spots. So it's going to be tough, especially if they have to move KP, which they might be forced to. Keon to make a Blues debut, surely. I think between Keon and Olakau'atu, one of them makes their debut. But if Hudson Young has a good three games leading into Origin, he'll be the talk of the town. If Sean Lane has a good three games leading into Origin selection, he'll be the talk of the town as well. So Angus Crichton comes back soon. I can't see him playing in the Origin arena this year. But yeah, it's a wide open race for that jersey 17. I've said a few times, if they want two hookers and you can't get Jack White in the starting side, he might be that guy in the 17. I know he's not a back rower, but you could put Jack on as a middle forward in Origin and he'd do fucking well. I'd be very confident in putting him out there with his leg speed and whatnot. Tessie New out for 45 weeks. Do you bring in Bostock? It's an option. I'd wait for his first two games first, see how he goes. We don't know what his base stats look like. I assume he's going to score tries. I think he will, just with his talent and how the Dolphins are going. But don't rush to bring him in. At least wait your 2 weeks, see how he goes. Tip the Tigers this week. Thoughts? They won four in a row against the Broncos at Suncorp. Yeah. I don't know. I think the Broncos win, but I think that game's a little bit closer than what people are anticipating. But I do think that Brisbane get the job done, mate. Hosking over Ford. Heard he could be anything. Who'd you hear that from, mate? Not too sure. He must have me ringing through your ears all the time. I've got them both in my draft team, so I'm stoked to have them both, to be honest with you. But I do think Hosking has more upside, but he's more expensive. So, yeah, I don't know. But potentially Jackson Ford has the better job security by the sounds of it. So, I don't know, man. I think both are really good options, though. What are your thoughts on Wakeham? I actually like Wakeham. I've always liked him. I've said for a long time, I think he's a really good second-choice halfback. I think he's a good guy to rely on for 6 to 8 weeks. Are you going to make finals with him? No. Are you going to win a comp with him? Certainly not. But I do think you can be successful with Wakeham at halfback. I think that in he's a good Band-Aid halfback, a very good Band-Aid halfback. We want guru footballs. Do I have one in here? No, I don't. Yeah, we will sell. We'll see how we go. We might sell some. We might not. If we do sell them, they'll be pretty expensive because we've only got X amount of them. So we might sell 5 or 10 of them. We'll see how we go. But they won't be cheap because there's not many of them. So we'll see. What have we got? What about the MILF for the Dolphins? Yeah, really excited to watch MILF go around again. We're up in Rockhampton the other day, and he's been playing for the Capras up there, and all the locals spoke very highly of MILF, so fingers crossed he can put it all together. G'day, Guru. Love your work. Cheers, Hinesy. Appreciate you, bro. Ipswich Jets to be the 18th team for good to win, but Ipswich Jets. I probably don't know enough about the area to comment, mate. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we need another Queensland side. Already got four of yous. I'm sure you can handle more just with how rugby league goes up there, but I reckon the NRL will move towards a New Zealand, a Perth, a PNG, one of these sort of sites personally. What have we got? Would you trade Frizzell for Lomax? My two RFs now are Cole and Madison, IPAP. Frizzell for Lomax. My two RFs now are Cole and Madison, IPAP. No, maybe. Yeah, I mean, if you've got depths in your two RFs and someone's offering you Lomax for his... Actually, yeah, fuck it, I would do it. Yeah, he's playing left centre, he goal kicks. I would take Lomax, mate. You want a 50-point CTW over a 50-point 2RF all the time. So, yes, I would take it. Which NRL team do you follow? Don't have a team. Sorry, mate. This is smart footy here. I won't lie, I purposely went Hines and captained him purely because you said not to. So, cheers, mate. That'll probably work out for you more than I'm willing to admit. So well done to you. Thoughts on the Cowboys this year? Can they turn it around or they just have a great run last year? I think they will turn it around, mate. I think that when the Cowboys win two, they could win 10. So I think they will turn it around. Just be patient with the Cowboys. It'll come. What have we got? Do you need an X-Factor player in Blurst of Hines? Maybe we do. Maybe a wet head X-Factor might be exactly what we need. Yeah, it's fucked. I didn't even realize. I completely forgot until I wrote that apology letter that my supercoach name is Blurst of Hines. Fully named it after him. Completely forgot. That was an omen from day one that I completely ignored. Why don't you support an NRL team? Just never have, to be honest with you, mate. My old man and stuff are pretty similar too. We just love the game, love watching everyone play, enjoy it. And for the work I'm in now, couldn't have worked out better, to be honest with you. Thoughts on Carmen Piera. Really like him. Very talented guy. But... I think he's got a few errors in his game, as he should. He's a young, inexperienced guy. I think that I think he'll go back to Reggie's over the next few weeks. I don't think it'll be for long, but I do think that he will at some point. Roosters to swap Junior Parker and Drew tomorrow and drop Allen out. I'd actually like to see Junior Parker make his debut. I'm really excited about him. I've been playing for the Bears the last few weeks. I didn't realize that at first, but someone pointed it out to me, so I was keeping an eye on him. Very talented guy that I'd like to see more of, so fingers crossed. All right, guys, I'm going to scroll right to the bottom. That's a fuckload of questions. Sorry, guys, I haven't been able to keep up with all these. What club would Jack Wells be most likely go to? Hearing there's a chance he could end up at the Parramatta Eels. I'll be honest with you, I'm not completely convinced on Wellsby. He's had some very good games, but I thought in the World Cup against the good sides, he sort of went a little bit quiet. I thought he killed it for... against the Panthers a few weeks ago, but that was in the pissing rain and stuff. I don't know. I'm just not convinced he's going to be the absolute superstar that people talk about, but a good player, there's no doubt about that. Would you consider supporting the 18th team? Nah, I wouldn't, mate. I didn't consider supporting the 17th team, so I'll cheer them on 100%. Like I have with the Dolphins, I want to see them be successful. But yeah, I don't think I'll ever go for a team, to be honest with you. Maybe when I've got kids and stuff and they're going for a team, we'll see. You excited to go to the footy live this week? I certainly am, mate. We're going to the Bulldogs-Cowboys game. I'm really keen to see Josh Hodgson, his first game back for Canterbury. I'm so hyped to be able to go to that. Love Grubb, love everything about him. He is rugby league to me. I just love Josh Reynolds, so very keen to see him go around.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tigers should target Adam Kieran. Yeah, I'm a bit surprised Adam Kieran's over there in... I'm not even sure if he's in the... Yeah, he's in the Super League, I think. I think he's a very talented guy, and I'm surprised no NRL clubs let him go over there. That really took me by surprise. All right, guys, I'm going to hit the frog and toad. All this audio, if you missed any of it, it'll be available on the Rugby League Guru podcast tomorrow morning. So plenty more content coming there. Luke Garner, replacement for a bench spot for Supercoach. Loving the content, Guru. Luke Garner, replacement for a bench spot for Supercoach. Yeah, you can look at his replacement. Obviously, Zach Hosking, Jackson Ford, all those sort of guys. All right, guys, cheers for tuning in once again. Content available tomorrow on the Rugby League Guru podcast. If you haven't caught up on Beers and Breakevens yet, that dropped this afternoon on YouTube and on the podcast, so go check it out. Really good app. Bit of a giggle as well. Me carrying on a treat about Nicho Hynes and whatnot. It was a good day in the studio. We had a good time. So go and check it out. And plenty more content coming on the podcast tomorrow. Cheers, legends.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.